Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, tomorrow, a little known but still very important house race is going on. Very heated. Got even more heated over the weekend. Diane Mitchell versus Steve Nail for the District 21 seat. This one's going to come down to the wire. It's one of those in which your vote, you really will have an outsized difference in who gets elected, because this isn't a big election day, and so only the most dedicated people are going to be voting. So I wanted to have Steve Nail back on. Welcome, sir. You are one of the two candidates in the race.
Yes, it's good to be with you, Tara.
Absolutely. And I wanted to apologize to you personally, because last week we did an interview and, you know, we went back and forth over your membership in the, you know, in my opinion, very liberal South Carolina Chamber of Commerce and the really bad stuff they've pushed. And you said to me, well, I'm not, you know, I haven't been going to the meetings. Yes, I'm on the board, but I haven't been going to the meetings. And I took that as you saying, hey, I'm not a member, and I'm looking at the thing and they're saying you are a member. I took that as you denying it. I went back, I listened to the interview. I was wrong. You were right. And when that happens, doesn't happen much on the show, we apologize. So I wanted to apologize to you. You were not dishonest with me about it. You were a member. You were open that you were a member, but you also said, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you did not really go to the meetings of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, but you were still a member up until 2 months ago. Do I have that correct?
Yes, Tara, and thank you for clarifying that. Actually, I went and checked after the interview, because when you asked me, obviously, I don't know the questions you're going to ask when I come on the show, but I went back and to check, when did I actually go on the board this last time? Because, like I said, I never went to a meeting, which is kind of embarrassing to me if you're on the board and you don't go to the meeting. But I actually was put on the board by the university. I was asked to serve in my capacity as dean of the College of Business and Economics in 23, and that term expired in September of this year in 25. And, you know, just to give it some context, I mean, you know, at the same time in 23, I served on three boards of advisors for three different companies, and I also was serving on two 501c3s with the Phyllis Wheatley Center here in Greenville, and also the Anderson Interfaith Ministries group down in Anderson. So it's, you know, I'm on a lot of different boards and things.
Can I get to the question I want to ask you, though? I understand you're super busy. I can imagine you wouldn't be super busy. But here's what I want to know, Steve Nail. Over the weekend, a group is mailing for you out of Daniel Island. It is the same group that works to elect liberal Republicans and to defeat conservatives. they seem to think you're their man in this race. The South Carolina Growth and Freedom Alliance. I've never seen a race like yours before. Normally, these people are trying to defeat Lee Bright. You have his endorsement. That's good. Yeah. But yes. The Freedom, this, and help me understand, okay? Because this is why I've taken an interest in you. I don't understand. And normally, the Freedom Caucus would be backing you, too. They're not. They're trying to defeat you. They don't think you're the conservative in the race. Help me understand, why is this big Columbia, big money liberal Republican pack backing you?
Okay.
And the Freedom Caucus is not, but Lee Bright, who they normally would try to defeat, is backing you. So like I said, I've never seen a race like this. I'm trying to figure out who you are, Steve Nail, before tomorrow. So help me.
Okay. Okay. I think I can, at least this is the way I see it. First of all, I would disagree with you a little bit on one of the things you said.
Okay.
And that is that the Freedom Caucus doesn't support me. I would say that what happened is obviously my opponent, who knows the Freedom Caucus people, has donated to their campaigns, early on went out and got some of their endorsements. Okay. And because she received some of their endorsements, and look, I'm not a political, this is my first campaign, I'm not a political person. I don't know a lot about the inner workings right now of South Carolina. I'm finding a lot out. It's been quite revealing and quite disturbingly revealing in some respects. But
I'm sure.
I mean, it really does. And I was, and trust me, Tara, when I say this, I'm not saying anything that's untrue when I say this. I was probably more surprised than anyone when I received not one, but two mailers this weekend from the group that you just mentioned. And honestly, before I received these, I had never heard of this group. And I believe what's happening is that because I know that the SCGOP really dislikes the Freedom Caucus quite a bit. And so anybody that's supported by the Freedom Caucus is going to be an enemy of the South Carolina GOP. And I think it's also indisputable that before the special election, which now there's only two candidates, I was not even, I mean, I never had gotten anything or was supported by anybody at the SCGOP. I think it's just that there's one candidate that's clearly supported by the Freedom Caucus, another which they don't know. They don't know me from Adam. They don't know anything really about me. I have told everybody down there that I'm not going to sign the loyalty pledge. I made that quite clear. And so,
well, this will help me. Are you going to join the Freedom Caucus? I mean, because these people supporting you are dedicated to defeating the Freedom Caucus because these legislators are conservative. They seem to think, these people supporting you, that you're not going to be a conservative. That's why they're spending thousands mailing on your behalf. So I got two questions for you. Number one, have you ever spoken to these people or made any promises to them? Because they're going to be looking to collect. They're going to tell you how much they spent, and they're going to tell you, Steve Nail, that you owe them. So my first question is, have you talked to anybody from the South Carolina Growth and Freedom Alliance or anyone in Republican leadership? Have you made them any promises? Or truly, this is the first you've heard of them when the mailer came out?
That's the first I've heard of when the mailer came out. But I did get a call after. And the only call I've ever gotten really was after the special election when I won. And I got a call, I guess from the South Carolina GOP. Basically, just they told me, they congratulated me, said, okay, you've run a good race. Okay, great. And then they said, we understand you're running a positive campaign. And I said, I'm really trying to run a positive campaign. They said, you don't like negative ads. We already understand you don't like negative ads. I said, no, I don't like negative ads. That's the two questions that I was asked. So, and I responded, and that was basically it. So there's no deal making.
Okay.
I think I said this on Charlie James, or I think it was Charlie James. It may have been your show. I can't recall. But somebody asked me, and I said, you have to be, my understanding is that you have to be invited to join the Freedom Caucus. I said, I'd be honored to be asked to join the Freedom Caucus. I know a number of these people. I think if you talk to a number of these people, they would tell you, yes, they know I'm conservative. They like me very much. They think I would do a very good job down in Columbia. It's just hard if you committed prior to someone entering a race to endorse or support someone else, it's hard to kind of, you know, go endorse someone else, have a dual endorsement.
So, and that makes sense. Well, then would you commit to asking the SC Growth and Freedom Alliance to stop mailing on your behalf, halt all phone calls? Because they're going to expect you to be a liberal Republican. That's the cost of this. They're going to want that from you. That means the GOP leadership, because that's who this is, who's persecuted the Freedom Caucus, because they're conservative, they're going to expect you to vote with them. See the problem?
I see the problem,
yeah.
But I think, you know, there's no, like I said, I was probably the most surprised person, I guess, to see these mailers in the mail, and have never heard of that group before. I really don't know them, and actually was told that they were affiliated with the SCGOP, and I don't know who runs them or anything else. But I think it's more of a we know the other candidate is a Freedom Caucus person, mm-hmm. because they've got endorsements from Freedom Caucus. Therefore, there's only one other horse in the race, and we don't want the Freedom Caucus person. So that's,
okay.
I think that's what's happening. That's my assessment. Again, I'm not a politician, but that's my logical conclusion based on what I'm seeing.
Steve,
but if the race didn't end tomorrow, I'm assuming there's no more, leaflets going out, I would contact this group and tell them, please stop sending this out. Because honestly, just like you're basically saying right now on the show, getting this from this group doesn't help me. It makes me look like I'm, a rhino or part of the SCGOP when I'm not committed to that. So anyway, that's where I stand. And from somebody that's running perspective, and I don't know if any of the other candidates have had any, or I'm sure it happens all over the state, but I mean, you get these things, you don't know that people are, you don't know that they're doing this. They don't ask your permission to do it.
Steve Neal, do you have a moment to hang on for the next segment? Can I bring you back? Cause we're up against the break.
Sure.
Okay. Steve Neal is running for District 21. Folks, Steve, real quick at the break so people can see who you are. Where can they find you online while they wait?
Okay, they can go on my Facebook page, which is Steve Neal for District 21, and also my webpage, which is www.stevenealfordistrict21.com.
Okay, we will be right back. Tomorrow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, we have a very unusual election in a lot of ways. For the District 21 House seat between Steve Nail and Diane Mitchell, conservatives have kind of split down the middle. You've got the leaders of the Freedom Caucus, conservative movement, endorsing her, endorsing Diane Mitchell, with an exception. Lee Bright has endorsed Steve Nail. So that doesn't happen much. It gets even stranger, as I pointed out earlier, when we have the liberal Republican group that is run by the leadership is running, currently running, doing mailings, I should say, for Steve Nail, something they never do for conservatives, certainly not anyone endorsed by Lee Bright. So I am puzzled. And that's why I've asked more questions in this race than probably in most races. Steve Nail is one of those candidates who will come on the show with no preconditions and take all the questions. I always appreciate that, and I always hand it, I point it out when it's done. And I hope that's something that will continue if you win.
Yes, Tara, if I win, I commit to you, and I've told everybody, and everybody knows me, knows this. I really do my best to be completely transparent with people and tell them exactly what's going on. And I think it's, and one of the reasons that I've said a number of times that I am not willing to sign the loyalty pledge is because I think the constituents need to know what's going on, and I don't want to be constrained in any way. And there's other things around the the loyalty pledge as well that bother me, that I want to be able to freely speak and tell people the way I view it and why I voted on things or why I didn't vote on things or whatever.
And that's just for people who don't know, that's the loyalty pledge to the Republican Party. It's pretty awful. It's pretty an onerous pledge. The Freedom Caucus doesn't sign on to it, because it means you can't ever criticize the Republican leadership. And that's because they're doing really bad things a lot of the time. So that's good that you're not going to sign that pledge. That's fantastic. That gives me hope. And, you know, forgive me here for asking these questions, but I've never seen a race like this one. I want to get, just because the way it's split. Yeah. I want to go back to one thing real quick, and then I'm going to let you have the final say. I want to understand something, okay? Because you and I kind of clashed over your membership in the South Carolina, with the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, and they've been pretty awful. I mean, your board member up till 2 months ago, supporting the gas tax, supporting what you have even told us is a really awful, awful deal where, I mean, what, $113 per South Carolina taxpayer sent to a multi-million dollar company. Here's my question for you, Steve Nail. I don't know which Steve Nail you're going to be. The guy I like, who has done this interview, who's called out that terrible deal, or the guy who was silent and said nothing publicly when he was a board member and the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce was doing that deal? I know you say you push back internally, and that's good, but we didn't hear anything from you publicly. You didn't push back when we needed you to. Which Steve Nail are you going to be if you're elected?
Well, there's only one Steve Nail, and I think one thing, Tara, is I'm not sure how you expect me to push back publicly. I'm a regular business guy like everybody else. I voice my opinions like everybody else. I do not agree. I've spoken out against Scout Motors, not just in this race, mm-hmm. but ever since it was going on, and gave you some detail as to why. I'm not against giving incentives to companies, and every company, whether they're in South Carolina right now doing business, if they expand, there's packages that can be made available, and those work well for the businesses and for the taxpayers and for everybody involved. I just think that Scout Motors is a really egregious example in my mind, and I do not understand why we would go there for a number of reasons that I stated last week.
Well,
and you know, when you
and you and I agree on that, right? And we're going to be just fine. I think with this audience, this very conservative audience. I want to rewind though, because I want to make sure I get the record straight. You said you did speak out about Scout Motors. Did you do that when you were on the board of the Chamber of Commerce? Did you do that publicly?
No, because I wasn't. I was doing that, you know, in classrooms, among groups I was with. I'm members of various groups. I'm the legislative action director for the state of South Carolina. I have been for on and off for a number of years with one of the biggest state Society of Human Resource Management group that I belong to. I've said it in groups like that, but I mean, I didn't really have a forum, or I mean, I'm no different than anybody else that would call into a show and say they don't agree with it. But I do, because of what I do, I understand better than most people what's how these things go down, what the benefits and what the negatives are. I just don't understand why we would first want a company like Scout here, because it doesn't fit our culture. Why we would let them influence legislation, and then why we would give them cash to the detriment of the 2.7 million taxpayers. And one thing I would say, you know, it's an interesting, in fact, I think your question is great about, hey, look, you know, Lee Bright's endorsed you. Now you've got these flyers coming out from SCGOP. Well, the SCGOP, or whatever this group that the Freedom, whatever it is, the Freedom Alliance, whatever it was that sent it out, they don't know me from Adam. They do not know who I am. The person that knows who I am and has known me for several years is Lee Bright. Lee Bright knows who I am. And if you were to ask Lee Bright, is he a conservative? Is he a conservative thinker? Is he a guy that's going to stand up and tell people what he thinks about things and make his opinions known? Lee Bright would say, absolutely. And that's why I endorsed him over his opponent.
I'm going to let you have the final word here, Steve. Give me your elevator pitch. You got about a minute to do it on this show. Why should folks vote for you in tomorrow in the District 21 House race? Final word, Steve Nail.
Okay, thank you, Tara. I have a wide variety of experiences, both governmental experience. I am a lawyer. I have big corporation experience. I've owned my own business for 15 years. And I've been in academia. I understand the issues within all those areas, and that well prepares me to be in the state house. I'm also a Christian conservative leader who doesn't mind telling the truth. I will do it in a way, hopefully, that's not offensive to people, but I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, and I want to treat people with respect as I do it. But I'm going to hold fast in my opinions and beliefs. I will not let the voters of District 21 down or the state of South Carolina down. And I know that I have you, Tara, and others to hold me accountable if I somehow fall short, or if you think I do.
Well, if you and Lee Bright are standing up side by side, him in the Senate, you in the House, we'll be in good shape, Steve. And I hope to report that to my audience in the future if you win.
Thank you so much, Tara.
Thank you. Real quick, one more time, where can people find you?
Facebook, Steve Nail for District 21, or on my website, www.stevenailfordistrict21.com.
All right. Best of luck tomorrow on Election Day.
Thank you so much, Tara.
Okay.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
As promised, tomorrow is election day. Not normally an election day for House seats, but we have one tomorrow in the hotly contested primary runoff between Steve Nail, who we just heard from, and Diane Mitchell, who is on the line now. Welcome, Diane.
Good morning, Tara.
Good morning to you, too. Let's dive in right now.
All right.
The ads running about yourself, I'm sure you've seen, say that you are, let's start here, a teachers union member. And the ads also say that you're a member of teachers unions. They refer to COVID and masking and the things that parents around here are not very, you know, much in favor of. Can you respond to those ads that are running?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you. I have not been a member of a teachers union for over 40 years. In my early career out in Colorado, I was a teacher out there, and I joined a professional education association that I didn't even think it was a union at the time. But I wised up pretty quickly, and I have not been a member of an education association for over 40 years. And the fact that he has then also tied me to the health freedom issue is something I would love to address, because I was endorsed by an organization called Stand for Health Freedom. I'm going to repeat that so people can go look it up. Stand for Health Freedom. They interviewed everyone else in the race, and they only endorsed me because of my work down in Columbia, working against the COVID restrictions, and especially not having the Senate confirm Dr. Simmer, who was Governor McMaster's appointment to be, if you remember the story, the health czar. So that ad is pretty despicable, tying me to an organization that I haven't been a member of for 40 years, and then also trying to tie me to this issue on COVID restrictions, which I have already been in Columbia fighting.
We're talking to Diane Mitchell, who is one of the two candidates right now in the runoff for District 21. Folks wanted me to ask you, because I'm throwing the hard questions at everybody today. Folks wanted me to ask you about, I hate inter-party politics because it's just so nasty, but apparently you were the subject of a censure from one GOP group. Is that correct?
Yes, I found out about it kind of after the fact. I did not know that it was happening. And it was, if you know what an inquisition is like or a grand jury, this is how I imagine this must have happened, because I was never called. Nobody ever called to ask me anything, give my side of the story or anything. So it was done by the leader of that group who was an attorney, and he ran it like an inquisition and like a grand jury. And so just like what they did to Curtis Loftus in the State House, no chance to have any kind of say or a defense or anything. So, yes, I was censured by that group, a very small group, that, and everyone in there did not have all the facts.
Nate Loyp, who we frequently do events with here, it's probably why you're recognizing the name, called the claim against you bogus. But the party leaders did censure you. Can you tell me what it was for? Because it was so, just very quickly, because I don't want to spend all our time on this. I want to talk about what you support. But could you explain to me just very, like, 60-second version, what is this about?
Well, it certainly is not about ballot harvesting, which I think is one term that was used in there. My job was organizing reorganization. And I actually went in to take the job. I was not the party pick at the time because I thought there were some things that needed to be fixed to make sure it was fair for everybody. This was back in 2015 when I ran. So I ran reorg for 2017, learned how to run it better for 2019, and we had a lot of things worked out by 2021, which is the year that they are talking about. My job as reorg was to get the locations for the 151 precincts in Greenville County to find a place to meet so that we could keep the precincts meeting close to their where they are, so it increases participation, and then to train the people that were running the meeting so they would know what they're supposed to do. That is a huge job, 151 locations, 151 people to run the meeting. That is a huge job. The reorg process is actually a state process. I had state guidelines that I was to follow, and my job pretty much ends on the night of reorg. By the time we get the things, the people in and the money taken up, and then we have a makeup meeting to try to catch anybody else who was not able to come to the reorg meeting. That was my job. I thought we handled it pretty well. We had a big influx that year, and it was definitely challenging, but we followed the rules that we were given. And I think that it was an amazing job considering the huge influx of people we had that year.
Diane Mitchell, I got about 2 minutes left in this segment. And can you stick with me for one more segment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same thing I just asked Steve Nail. This is the most strange race I've ever seen. We've got a liberal Republican group that dedicates itself, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to elect liberal Republicans. They are putting out hit pieces on you, which means they think you're the conservative and they're supporting him. You also, they think you're the conservative. They're trying to take you out with some really nasty mailers. They're supporting him. He says he doesn't even know these people. He was as surprised as anyone else to see the mail in his mailbox. Can you comment on that?
Well, this is one of the reasons why I think it's really important to have somebody who knows the political landscape in Columbia. If you are unaware of that group and who they support, then you have no business being in Columbia. That group is constantly trying to work against really conservative people and conservative legislation. And to not know who they are is shocking. You shouldn't be in Columbia if you don't understand that.
Diane Mitchell, and again, what's made this race, I've never seen a race like this. Your opponent, Steve Nail, has the endorsement, as everyone knows, of Lee Bright. However, you have the endorsement of all of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus, that is the very much persecuted, because they are truly conservative members of the legislature, who's really taken a beating. In particular, Adam Morgan, you've got his endorsement. All of the key leaders of the Freedom Caucus, they seem to want you. So I've never seen conservatives split like this. Can you address what's going on here?
That's a really interesting question, and it's a puzzle, because I honestly can't explain it either, other than to say that I am endorsed by Young Americans for Liberty. That is a really hard endorsement to get. That is 14-page survey, two interviews, and with multiple people on the interview. They did not endorse Steve Nail. They endorsed me. They also endorsed Lee Bright. So that's a really confusing thing as well, but maybe something the voters should consider. I think I have been in Columbia the last 5-6 years doing a lot of work on the ground. Lee Bright hasn't been in Columbia during that time, so possibly he's missed all of my groundwork and understanding where I am and what I have done and why I should have gotten that if he was going to endorse. But I will take the endorsement of Hobart Lewis, John Warren, Thomas Beach, Mike Burns, April Cromer, Stephen Frank, Sarita Edgerton, Alan Morgan, Jordan Pace, Jay Kilmartin, Joe White, Lee Gilreath, Adam Morgan, and Ashley Trantham any day.
Hang on. I got about 3 minutes left on the other side. I want to let you give us your elevator pitch. Up next, we'll talk again with Diane Mitchell, who is running in the runoff tomorrow for the District 21 race. Okay, Diane Mitchell, the one of two candidates in the runoff today, District 21, joins me again now. We've got about 3 minutes here. It's a short segment. Diane, I'm going to let you do what I let Steve Nail do. Give me your elevator speech. And one thing I will throw in with you, I don't know Mr. Nail, but I have watched you for years. You've come on this show. You fought tooth and nail, particularly to keep boys out of locker rooms, out of girls' sports. You did it on your own dime. You went down there to the committee meetings. You did the not fun work. I've seen you work before, and I know that what you're saying about working, you know, in Columbia the last 5 years, you did. You were there. You were conservative. You helped rally the troops. Give me your elevator pitch speech so that, you know, what do people need to know about you?
Thank you, Tara. The first thing I'd like to say is that I have not run a negative ad, and I spent my money on your station telling people what I will do and what I have done. And the other candidate put that ad on that just completely smears me and my reputation. And that is not who I am. And I didn't go there. So thank you. I would like to say that. And then I'd like to say that, you know, there are differences between us in this race. I have the time to do this job. I do not have another job. I will not have anything pulling against me other than my four wonderful grandchildren, which I can see when I get home on the weekends. I have the experience to do this job. I feel like everything I have done to this point has made me who I am today, whether being a teacher, a parent, and being part of Republican Women who actually go down and do things in Columbia. We've been down there for tort reform, judicial reform, health freedom, save women's sports, keeping money from going to transgender surgeries, and empowering parents. We've been down there and putting our feet on the ground and putting our we've not only been talking the talk, but we walk the walk. And I have been with them, part of them, and leading them. And I think that I have the time, the experience, and the endorsements that are above what everybody else has gotten, and I haven't gone dirty in this race. So I appreciate your time, and I would appreciate if the citizens of South Carolina or if this district would take a look and discern who really has the most experience and the best opportunity to serve them better. I've already been doing it in Columbia.
Diane, where can folks find you? Actually, let me ask you this question because I actually have 2 minutes. Would okay. you vote for the current budget?
No. I don't think with the budget situation that we are doing enough to cut our spending. And if they refuse to cut spending, and if they refuse to cap the budget to population and inflation growth, and if they refuse to go by zero-based budgeting, and they keep funding all these little things that bleed out into horse races here and there and earmarks, then no, I would not vote for the budget until we get some real action on trying to get our spending cut.
Texter wants me to ask you if you will be willing to pass vote for a bill to limit GOP primaries to only registered GOP party members.
Absolutely. The bill, the number that we want is 3310. There are two down there, and one is weaker than the other, and the stronger one was put forth by, I think Mike Burns puts that bill out every year, is 3310, and that is the one that we want.
Okay. And Diane Mitchell, one more time, tell folks where they can find you ahead of the vote tomorrow in the runoff race. It is tomorrow.
Yes, my Facebook page is Diane Mitchell for House, and I have a small splash page, Mitchell for House, which is a small web page. But I'm getting most of my information out through my Facebook page, Diane Mitchell for House.
Okay, Diane Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us. I'll say the same thing to you I said to Steve Neal. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up on the show, fingers crossed, Nancy Mace is supposed to join us at 9:37. If you notice, I haven't said a lie. I know I've seen the big story. A lot of you are pointing out to me about her and the Charleston airport and supposedly not being very nice to some of the security folks who work there, TSA, apparently some police officers. I haven't done the story because most of the sources are mainstream media and I don't trust them. And so I'm going to get this story. I want to get her side of the story first, and hopefully we will do that. It's going to be Must Hear Radio at 9:37, coming up with Representative Nancy Mace.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.